The saints often teach us how to face suffering. But Saint Elizabeth of Hungary didn't just endure it, she thanked God for it. If you're going through hardships right now, this video is for you.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Today, November 17th, we celebrate the feast of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, a princess whose life was marked by an unshakable devotion to the sick and to the poor. She was one of the first members of the Third Order of Saint Francis and is now honored as its patroness. To help us understand the profound significance of her witness, I want to share a penetrating reflection by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira. He begins with a brief biographical note. Listen to this. Daughter of Andrew II, King of Hungary, Elizabeth was born in the year 1207. In 1221, she married Landgrave Louis of Thuringia. It was a happy marriage. The prince showed great understanding towards his still very young wife and allowed her full freedom to practice her devotions and penances as she wished. At the same time, he generously supported the inexhaustible charity of his princess. A model wife and mother, Elizabeth would spend long hours in prayer. The trials began when Louis departed for the crusade. It was not long before she received news of his death in 1227, when she was only 20 years old. His brother Henry immediately seized the estates, and Elizabeth, expelled from her residence with her four children, the youngest still an infant, was left without resources. In the middle of winter, she was forced to seek shelter, which her cruel brother-in-law forbade anyone from providing. She then experienced the worst misery, but was happy to find refuge in a pigsty. Yet, before long, her fortune was restored, but she chose to remain among the poor. And it was among them, in a humble hut, that she died on November 17th, 1231, at only 24 years old. 4 years later, Pope Gregory IX canonized her, and her cult spread throughout the universal church. The professor then draws out the deeper meaning of these events. Some facts of her life are worth noting. She was the daughter of a king and married a great feudal lord. She was very happy with her husband for as long as he lived, until he left for the crusade. But it often happens that the true children of light, the true Catholics, attract all kinds of hostility. There is no true Catholic who is not persecuted. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself said that every genuine disciple would be persecuted just as he was. And so, Elizabeth faced many hatreds and oppositions, born precisely because of her virtue, misunderstood by those of ill will. For example, on one occasion, she took in a leper she had seen passing in the street and laid him on her own bed, tending to him as if he were Christ himself. Because of those words of our Lord, that all who suffer represent him. When her mother-in-law discovered this, she ran to her son. "See what your wife is doing. She has placed a leper in your bed, and when you lie there, the disease will pass to you. Go and see for yourself. A leper is lying in your bed." He went, lifted the sheets, and said, "What is this man doing in our bed?" Elizabeth explained, "My husband, this man is our Lord Jesus Christ." At that instant, a miracle occurred. The Duke saw, in place of the leper, our Lord himself, and a marvelous fragrance of roses filled the air. Deeply moved, he believed, and the mother-in-law lost her case. The Duke was a good man, but after his death, persecution tragically fell upon Elizabeth. Imagine this. She, once a duchess and the daughter of a king, reduced to living in a pigsty. Many of those she had helped with her generosity turned cold in her hour of need. Instead of coming to her aid, they distanced themselves from their benefactress. One night, she sought refuge in a convent where she was warmly received, but had to flee when her brother-in-law approached. Before leaving, she had a Te Deum sung in thanksgiving for the sufferings she was enduring. Then, a terrible storm fell upon her and her children. It was dreadful. There she was, in the wilderness, enduring it all. At one point, she fainted and was tempted by doubts about her faith. She repented for that moment for the rest of her life. After years of penance, she reached the highest sanctity. Her wealth was eventually restored, yet she refused to return to comfort, choosing instead to live among the poor. Now listen to the professor's powerful conclusion. Do we have something to learn from Saint Elizabeth of Hungary? Certainly. She is the model of constancy amid the worst misfortunes. There are two kinds of constancy in suffering. One is to endure it when it comes. The other, more admirable, is to foresee it, face it calmly, and offer the coming sacrifice to Our Lady, saying, as our Lord did in the Garden of Olives, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But if not, thy will be done, not mine." This is the life of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. And this is what we must keep before our eyes, the calm and resignation to face the misfortunes we must endure and constancy throughout them. And this can only be achieved by following the adorable example of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the hour of affliction, to pray and to watch, lest we fall into temptation. This is what we must do, through the all-powerful intercession of Our Lady. So today, on her feast, let us ask Saint Elizabeth of Hungary for the grace of her constancy. May we learn to face our own trials, great and small, not with complaint, but with calm resignation, united with Christ and Our Lady. Wishing you all a blessed feast of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.